Part 4. Slices of the Billionaire's Life. I could continue giving you advice about how to think like a billionaire, but I've always felt that the best way to teach someone is by example. Following are some excellent examples of a billionaire's mind at work. Columbia University. Last year, I wrote a critical letter to Lee Bollinger, the president of Columbia University and the former president of the University of Michigan. As a committed real estate developer in New York City, I feel that it's my responsibility to look out for some of the cultural institutions in town, and Columbia University is one of New York City's greatest treasures. Part of Bollinger's mission is to expand the size of the university, not just its academic offerings, but also its campus. And I couldn't agree with that mission more. But it came to the attention of the real estate community that Bollinger was interested in buying up land in Harlem, the university's neighborhood. To my shock, Bollinger at that time controlled approximately 40% of the 17 acres he was looking for. Take a lesson from Bollinger's mistake. Never, never publicly announce your desire to own something, particularly real estate, before you make a deal. You'll only end up paying through the nose. Bollinger will have to pay a premium on the remaining 60% of the property because the owners now know how much he wants it. That's simply bad business practice. And if I were on Columbia's Board of Trustees, I would tell Bollinger, "You're fired." Not only is this scenario an example of bad negotiating, but Bollinger is also buying in the wrong location. Al Lerner, a close friend of mine who, sadly, passed away from cancer, was on Columbia's board for some time, and he had a fantastic vision. He thought Columbia should have occupied 15 magnificent acres of unobstructed land from 59th to 62nd Streets, fronting both West End Avenue and the Hudson River. It would have brought part of the Columbia campus into the heart of Manhattan and made the campus more accessible to New Yorkers. As it is now, Columbia is in a horrible location, and thanks to Bollinger, it will stay that way forever. Columbia deserves the best location, not the worst. By the way, I own the land that Columbia should be buying. The United Nations mess. Only an incompetent could create and continue the mess, or I should say messes, at the United Nations. Kofi Annan, the Secretary General of the United Nations, has created a fiasco out of one of the world's most valuable institutions. Let me give you some background on what's going on at the UN. Not so very long ago, I had a meeting with a high-ranking official of the United Nations regarding the possible renovation and restoration of the UN complex in New York City. After studying the details of the renovation, and with the constraint that there will be no relocation of any employees during this reconstruction, I knew I could accomplish exactly what the United Nations wanted in 2 years and at the cost of $400 million. They had originally approached me because they could not believe I'd built Trump World Tower at the United Nations Plaza for only $300 million. But it was true. If you know what you're doing, you can get things done at the right price and the right way. Then, without hearing from the United Nations on my proposal, I read that they had hired someone to do exactly what they had asked of me. This other party would renovate and restore the United Nations complex, but was demanding a 7-year completion schedule at the cost of $1.5 billion. It does not take a genius to recognize the enormous difference in these proposals. Several years and $1.5 billion or $1.1 billion more than I would spend for a job that would not be as good as mine. It makes me wonder, who is in charge at the United Nations? Could they be as incompetent in world affairs as they are at simple numbers? Does anyone else find the situation as alarming as I do? While the fundamental premise of the United Nations is wonderful, perhaps we need to reevaluate its current function. It started out so well. But what has happened? With these enormous oversights in the area of finance, perhaps we need to start worrying.